and welcome to This Arts in France. I'm Roslyn Hyams. Thank you for joining me. I have a question. Is choreographer-director Philippe Découfflet still as popular as ever? By the sounds of the excited crowd who thronged to the Maison des Arts in Créteil, a suburb southeast of Paris on a cold Tuesday night, the answer is yes. Well known internationally for having orchestrated the opening ceremony of the 1992 Winter Olympics in Albertville in the French Alps, Découfflet is still adored, if not more so these days, in France. Découfflet's company is on tour in France with a musical version of the story of the tortured alchemist Faust. The play has been performed on stage thousands of times since German writer Johann Wolfgang von Goethe's version was completed in 1808. The story originated even further back, centuries earlier, and in fact English Restoration playwright Christopher Marlowe staged his version at the beginning of the 17th century, 200 years before Goethe's. After Goethe's came Oscar Wilde's Dorian Gray, which has a similar plot. That was in the 19th century. Découfflet's show is called Contact. The nub of the story is that Faust is damned because he prefers science to divine knowledge. He sells his soul to the devil in exchange for his lost youth and the chance to fall in love with the tender and innocent Marguerite. Of course, in Découfflet's Contact, Marguerite wears a lot of lipstick and Faust wears a pleated skirt, which is not even a kilt.
Marguerite!
So for this musical version, the music ranges from Pierre Le Bourgeois' classical cello to Nosfell's wide-ranging vocals and his guitar, percussion and electronic sounds. They've composed all this together, drawing as playfully from operette as from rock and roll or 1930s Hollywood musicals or Elvis Costello all sorts. Nosfell told me how he and Pierre Le Bourgeois had worked on creating the music for Contact.
I took more the idea of you know, all these great themes like Celine, One Soul to the Devil, and The Impossible Love, and the difference, the age difference, and also the prostitution and the drugs and everything. But basically, reading Goethe's version of Faust, it appeared to me that everything that is told in this version had been told again and again and again in so many films, books, scenarios. Even Oscar Wilde is a kind of Faust in a way. So I tried to, in some words, mix everything together and to in order to use modern words and modern colors and textures and machines or whatever. I don't know.
How many instruments do you use in this piece?
I mainly use vocal, guitars, piano, synthesizer, and percussion as well. But Pierre plays also a lot of electronic, organic electronic setup that he built himself, and cello, which is very important for Philippe. He likes cello very much, and guitars. And flute as well. We wrote a piece for a piano, cello and flute.
Découfflet crammed Contact with so many references, including West Side Story and The Red Shoes, that the roaring applause at the end of the almost two-hour show comes from spectators of all ages, even if some of them felt their heads were spinning as each scene was so visually and acoustically rich. Marie Esteban from Spain is one of the dancers. She's the first to appear on stage in her rehearsal kit with the Compère character, who's one of the manifestations of the recurrent character Jean-Claude. Découfflet's Contact is a cabaret-style Faust, which, as its name suggests, includes the audience.
So, second surprise! Oh. Yeah, good, very nice surprise. Okay, so we have those four. Let's practice. practice them a little bit.
Pour toute demande de stage, veuillez vous adresser directement à la promotion et nous n'acceptons pas l'échec.
So, applause!
Marie-Anne Nosfell explained how they worked with De Coufflet to pull all the different threads together into a single show to make it accessible for the audience.
We dancers, we can be inspired by the music, or sometimes we have some ideas of dance already and they will be inspired by the dance. So
we've been working the same way for 5 years with the company. We all together in the same studio, mixing both dance and music at the same time, creating everything at the same time. Of course, before arriving in the studio, we arrive with a few things like a loop, and then one thing leading to another. It comes to us with a mood board, different colors and ideas and themes that he would like us to work on, and then we work all together in the studio, and at the end, he would, remaster everything and rearrange everything with his own vision. For instance, he would film everything, and then with his video software, would mix a dance inside another mixing. So the first films are very strange with a collage and very strange movements, but it helps us to improvise more things and to glue everything together. Contact incorporates contemporary modern dance and experimental video design with multi-talented performers. They're singers, dancers, magicians, trapeze artists.
We are not singers, but we had to sing, so we had to learn basics for doing the minimum, right? Then after they are like dancers that sing perfectly and they are beautiful, but the rest of us, we are like just in the minimum doing the chorus and
Nosfell, was that your job to train those who weren't used to singing?
It was my job and Pierre's job as well. We worked together, so but it's been a real pleasure working with them because they have a very good knowledge of how their body works as dancers. So vocal is a part of the body, so it may be something that they put aside for a long time because they don't really feel the necessity to use it as dancers, but they really improve themselves a lot.
And did they teach you to dance?
Absolutely, every day. But I'm not a good dancer.
He's a great dancer. He has a very personal style, and yeah, he's a great dancer.
But you're used to dancing on stage.
Yes, when during my own performances, yeah.
The aesthetic is fascinating, faceted out of De Coufflet's talent for visuals and illusion, from the mirror image real-time projection of the dancers on a backdrop to costumes, De Coufflet's favourite oversized and versatile ruff collars or swirling ball gowns and glittering top hats and tails. Contact bears all of De Coufflet's hallmarks, cheeky, clever visual arts. Performers metamorphose like clay into imaginary, colourful creatures, stretch the sombre Faustian tale to fit an early 21st century desire for sophisticated yet light entertainment. Shining as it does with the veneer of the director's 1980s and 1990s heyday, Marie Esteban says, with a show like Contact, De Coufflet demonstrates his gift for continuing to attract young and old alike. Well, that brings us to the end of this week's Arts in France. Thank you for listening. And from me, Roslyn Hyams, until next time, goodbye.